The Good News, According to Luke, Chapter 4, written by David W. Dyer, read by Wayne O'Connor. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness during 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during that time. So when those days were finished, he was hungry, and the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus replied to him, saying, It is written, It is not only by eating bread that a man keeps strong, but by all the words which God speaks, that's rhema in the Greek, to him. This is a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Then he led him up into a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give you authority over all of this, together with the honor which that would give you, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I wish. If, therefore, you will worship me, it will all be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, It is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him alone. That's a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20. So he led him to Jerusalem, and set him on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, If you are really the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will give his angels commands concerning you, to carefully guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so that not even your foot will stumble on a stone. That's a quote from Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. And Jesus answering said to him, It is said, You shall not put your Lord your God to the test. That's a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16. And when the devil had completed every temptation, he left him until he found another opportunity. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news about him spread throughout all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being respected by all. Then he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. As his custom was, on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release from bondage to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to bring deliverance to those who are shattered in pieces, to proclaim that the time has come in which the Lord has decided to do these things. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. Then, having rolled up the scroll, he gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And everyone was impressed with him, and admired him because of the words which came out of his mouth. And they said, Isn't this Joseph's son? But he said to them, Without a doubt you will speak to me this parable, Physician, heal yourself. All the things which we heard that you did in Capernaum, do here in your hometown also. But he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. I will tell you how these things really are. There were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months. Consequently, a great famine was over all the land. But Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, but none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. Then all those in the synagogue became enraged when they heard these things. And they rose up and drove him out of the city and took him to a cliff on the hill on which their city was built, with the intention of throwing him off. But he, passing through their midst, went away. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, where he was teaching them on the Sabbath day. There they were amazed at his teaching, because his word had authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had an unclean spirit, who cried out with a loud voice, Oh no! What are you going to do to us, Jesus, you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you. You are the Holy One of God. So Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, and come out of him." And after the demon had thrown the man down right in front of them, he came out of him, not having harmed him. This caused everyone to be astonished, and they conversed with one another, saying, "What word is this? For with authority and miraculous power he gives orders to the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the news about him was circulated everywhere in that whole region. And he rose up from the synagogue and entered into the house of Simon, where Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick with a high fever. And they appealed to him on her behalf. So he stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and served them. And when the sun was setting, all those who had anyone afflicted with different kinds of diseases brought them to him. And he placed his hands on each one of them and healed them. And demons also came out from many, crying out and saying, "You are the Son of God." But rebuking them, he didn't allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Anointed One. And when morning came, he left the house and went into a deserted place. But the crowds went, looking for him, and found him, wanting to persuade him not to leave them. But he said to them, "It is necessary for me to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also. It was for this purpose that I was sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. This is the end of Luke chapter 4.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.